In his first general audience since returning from Africa last week, Pope Benedict XVI spoke to a crowded St. Peter's Square about the highlights of his journey to Angola and Cameroon. Emer McCarthy followed events here at the Vatican.
In uncertain spring weather, the weekly general audience returned to St. Peter's Square this Wednesday, where pilgrims and tourists were treated to Pope Benedict's analysis of his first ever pastoral visit to the church in Africa.
My stay began in Cameroon, where I had the pleasure of meeting various Catholic groups as well as representatives of the Muslim community. I was struck by the profound religious spirit of this nation and the desire of the citizens to live and work together in peace.
In fact, it was in Cameroon that Pope Benedict handed the working document for October 2nd African Synod to the bishops of the church, undoubtedly the focal point of this papal trip.
As the church prepares for this important meeting dedicated to the theme, the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice and peace, I ask you all to join me in praying that it will bear abundant fruit among the beloved people of this great continent.
Then Pope Benedict went on to reflect on the second leg of his trip.
My journey then took me to Angola, a country that continues to strive for reconciliation and reconstruction after a long civil war. I encouraged all Angolans to contribute to this task, especially by forming the conscience of young people.
The Pope decried the many conflicts which he said still afflict the African continent today, adding that the Church must be a sign of unity and reconciliation, so that together all African nations can build a future of justice, solidarity and peace by putting into practice the teaching of the Gospel. Reconciliation, noted the Pope, is also dependent on social justice, and returning to the specific case of Angola, a nation rich in natural resources but with a population beset by poverty, he urged that reconstruction after the civil war, particularly the generation of the national economy, does not come about to the detriment of the poor, whom he pointed out have equal rights to participate in the fruits of their land. On a sadder note, the Holy Father once again expressed his deep sorrow for the two young Angolan women who died following a stampede during his meeting with the youth of the nation. Then, looking ahead towards Thursday's anniversary of John Paul II's death, he told all those present Wednesday that he is fervently praying for the beatification of his beloved predecessor.
Upon all of you and God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.